Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. Chris Rogers is our guest, founder and CEO of Colorado SEO Pros. Put a .com on the end of that, Chris, is that right?
Absolutely.
Tell the audience again what you do.
Well, I run Colorado SEO Pros. So we're a digital marketing agency that focuses primarily on search engine optimization. We also do website design, development, and launch management. We provide social media services, paid search, paid social, conversion rate optimization. We're based in Colorado, mostly working with companies in the B2B space. Some legal, medical, technology, and then we do some, enterprise SEO as well for some large corporations, international organizations.
Now, I know you do websites as well, but you say that you need to have your SEO strategy developed before you develop your website. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not the common thinking, for sure. So a lot of business owners and stakeholders in an organization say, okay, well, we know we need a new site. We look at this site every day. It's outdated. So they start going down the path of hiring a web development company, hiring an agency, going through figuring out the content they want to change. But inadvertently going through that process, since they're typically not basing that on data, they can do some things to really unravel any of the progress that's been made in terms of SEO. So it's not crazy for us to see websites that completely just destroy their own SEO traffic by going through that process without considering the SEO implications of the changes they're making.
So you're saying your SEO strategy is really the foundation of your website strategy?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have a lot of other channels you can use to drive traffic. You've got paid search. But that's not something you build into the site.
Right.
It's something you're paying for.
That's a budget. That's a budgeted item. That's not a development strategy. That's a budgeted item. Yeah.
Right.
So an incremental budgeted item. So, mm-hmm. so do you encourage people? How much do you encourage them to put voice into their SEO strategy these days?
You mean in terms of actual cost?
Yeah. What in terms of developing, when you're developing an SEO strategy, and that's your foundation before you have your website, is voice part of that?
I mean, so if you're talking about, there's a lot of different options in terms of paying somebody, right? You can pay an agency like ours. You can pay a consultant. And then there's a whole bunch of garbage on the bottom there below those two options that really isn't very valid. I would say if you're a small business owner, if you're south of $1,000 a month working with an agency, you need to be really, really careful. Our rates started at $2,000 per month, and that's not because we thought, hey, let's try to make more money. Although every business is trying to make money, it ultimately comes down to the amount of resources that it takes to, make progress in the campaign and show results.
Right.
So there's no shortcuts in the industry. You're either hiring someone that has the expertise and has been doing it a long time and is knowledgeable and experienced, or it's getting outsourced or it's getting handed off to someone who doesn't know what they're doing, and it is a complex marketing niche. So generally not a place you want to be cutting corners.
Right. No, exactly right. And the thing is these days, if you start out right, folks, for somebody who already has a website, what would you recommend they do to get their SEO going quick? And I got about 45 seconds.
I would focus on content. I would ask myself, what are the problems that my customer is trying to solve? when they're going to research those problems, what's the information they should have? Mm-hmm. What are the questions they're going to ask? Certainly you want information on your products and services, but really think about the problems your customers are trying to solve. Be there, give them information, and then be there as a paid resource when they need to purchase something or hire a service.
Right, right. So, and is this the kind of thing you whenever someone contacts you, this is the kind of thing you walk your folks through in the beginning, right? But as you decide.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So we'll, you know, we typically do an SEO audit as a first
right.
step, to really get a little bit of a benchmark in terms of the health of the website, the current
right.
SEO performance,
right?
Page load speed, mobile usability,
Chris,
those things.
I got to wrap it up. Colorado SEO Pros, folks, is where you find him, .com. Chris Rogers, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.